The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Good day program, May 30th, the last,
is today the last day of tomorrow? Yeah,
this is 30 days, half September, April, May, and
no, there's a
November.
May 31st.
No, there's a 31st.
Yeah, no, that's what I was just going through, what I remember learning in the sixth grade about how many days there are in each month. Didn't you ever learn 30 days, half September, April, May, and November? All the rest have 31 in kind, except leap year, which has 28. And then each leap year 29, something like
that. Yeah, but that's not right because you included May in the ones that have 30.
Right.
I did?
Yes.
Yeah.
How did I do that?
Did you just go to Oklahoma to check on your facts?
I have different ways of sourcing my material. Don't be a wiseacre there, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is here. Kent Kessler is here. Doug Steffens, good day. With something new, exciting, and unusual to discuss. The climate change debate, with a couple actually of fairly interesting new wrinkles to the conversation. How many of you have heard what Prince Charles said this week? Raise your hands, please. All those who heard the prince.
I have not heard the prince.
His princely pronouncements. Prince Charles has called for an end to capitalism as we know it in order to save the planet from global warming. He delivered a speech to business leaders in London. In the speech, the prince said that a fundamental transformation of global capitalism was necessary in order to halt dangerously accelerating climate change that would bring us to our own destruction. He called for companies to focus on approaches that achieve lasting and meaningful returns by protecting the environment, improving their employment practices, and helping the vulnerable to develop a new sort of inclusive capitalism.
It's coming from a man who lives in a palace.
Right. Spent 63 million years.
A very large global footprint, I'm going
right.
to guess.
The prince was taking part in his first major UK public engagement since sparking a diplomatic row last week by likening the behavior of Vladimir Putin to Adolf Hitler. Now, that might be a little bit more interesting and actually a little closer to the truth, although we all have different points of view about climate change. And the unfortunate thing is that we don't all seem to get on the same page. It'd become a political debate instead of a scientific discussion. And I guess you could figure that everything these days becomes a political conversation anyway. But there are so many different wrinkles to this. You've heard me talking. I actually do a program that is only heard on Talkers Radio at talkers.com, which is aimed at the American family farmer. It's an hour a week in which I discuss issues that have to do with family farmers like me. And the essence of our conversation often these days gets to methane gas and the people who contend that methane gas that comes out of cows is responsible for global warming more than the burning of fossil fuels. And I have found a new wrinkle to that, which in fact turns around the entire argument, drops it on its head, because what research has found is that the ruminants, because they call it the rumen, as the cows chew their cud, the grasses and corn, whatever goes into their system, gets worked around in their four stomachs. What comes out the other end has lots of microbes. When it drops, the manure drops to the ground, the microbes get into the soil, and in fact, that have just been presented in papers this year, the essence of what goes on with the microbial interaction in the soil creates better growth of better photosynthetic plants so that the trees, the grass, whatever is growing that's green, that works to get rid of carbon monoxide in the air and produce more oxygen, in fact, is more effective. So you can thank your friendly cow instead of cursing it because somebody told you methane gas is bad for the planet. The only thing that's bad for the planet is the gas that comes out of the people who believe that. Having said that, there's another sort of interesting wrinkle to this discussion, and it comes courtesy of the competitive enterprise. Well, actually, part of Columbia University, the government is spending money having hired some folks at Columbia University to tout the problems that are coming as a result of climate change, global warming, whatever it is. So I want you to listen. We've got a few of these spots that are being aired now. You tell me whether you think this is a productive use of your tax dollars. Remember, these are students participating in work that was done by Columbia University, hired by the EPA to tell the story about global warming.
Okay.
Hey, Emily, this is Jeff. I'm just calling you from this phone booth over here. Oh, my God. What is that? Oh, my God. It's a wall of water. Hundreds of feet high. It's... Oh, my God. Looks like it's some sort of tsunami. I gotta get out of this phone booth. This thing's really weird. Oh, no. Oh, the water's crashing in!
Wow, what an actor.
How much money can he? Is it $450 million? What's the
number?
Is
that the only result? There weren't more?
I think there are a couple more. But how much money are we talking about here?
No, I think it was only like $6, $7, maybe $8 million.
Oh, is that it? Oh, okay.
Well, clearly they spent a lot of money on sound effects. Water, ah!
If you want somebody to believe something like that, don't have him in a phone booth. When's the last time you saw a phone booth anywhere?
Remember when Jack Bauer, remember when Kiefer Sutherland was the voice of the phone? What was the name of that movie?
I think that was called Phone Booth.
The Phone Booth,
it
yeah.
was.
All right. Anyway.
But, yeah, you're right, Ken. There are no phone booths. No.
But what's more, I'm just chuckling because inside radio, Jennifer's been having trouble with her connection to us all week long, and it sounded just like that.
I would prefer.
Folks, stand by for more of this excitement. We have more.
Gosh, you should have paid me six. How many millions?
I thought it was 40 or
for my quality broadcast performance. Come on, Dougie. Right. Get it together.
Come on. Seriously? Hey. Can you believe? And we don't have enough money to take care of the veterans, but we got enough money to blow it on crap like that. 888. Is crap too strong a word?
No, it's appropriate.
I think it fits in this situation, yeah.
Well, there's more of them. We paid for it. You and I, the American taxpayer, have paid for this. And it just back to maybe, I don't know who, we've got another Shinseki who is making just as good decisions about this. This is, well, I have water coming out of my eyes. I laugh so hard. There'll be a couple more chuckles in a moment here. 888-302-3684 if you want to connect with us. Email to Jennifer.
Oh, no.
The water's
crashing in.
Hey, I just found a new commercial for the Sharknado movie. Oh. Yahoo! It's like the cartoon when they fall off the cliff. Oh.
My God. Are we crazy in this country or what?
Absolutely.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug Kenny. This has to get some attention. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day Show. All right. Something a little more mundane. Your hair and how it looks. You want to stop the hair loss for summertime. If global warming will step aside, we actually get some warmth here. Although Jennifer has had plenty of warmth. A lot of people in the pools out and even going for a swim in the Pacific, which is not known for being warm. There is a lot of discussion and debate about what to do when people start losing their hair. Women and men both are calling 800-525-8319 every day because they feel like Daria does. I just finished putting Provia on my hair. My hair was brittle. Now I can comb it without breaking it. So that's one of the effects. But what the best effect is of Provia is that it cleanses the pores in your hair, allowing the follicles under your scalp to start growing and coming back. And that's why you'll look better in 3 or 4 months. You'll see the hair coming back. No matter whether you have treated hair, colored hair, make any difference. Call 800-525-8319 and order Provia today. Mention Doug Stephan, you get Super Provia Concentrate along with a regular for even faster results. 800-525-8319. A special deal for special people. That's you. You want to have your hair back, you'll not look, well, a lot of people have lost their hair, so you want to look special, feel special about yourself with your own real hair coming back in. Stop your hair loss. Call 800-525-8319.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty responses.
A turkitarian is anyone who can't get enough of delicious Butterball turkey. You might be a Butterball turkitarian if any of the following apply to you. You use wishbones to wish for more turkey. When people call you a turkey, you take it as a compliment. After you eat your Butterball turkey bacon, you miss it terribly. You think the best place to store a Butterball turkey deli sandwich is in your mouth. Your ideal serving size of turkey is infinity. If this describes you, join other turkitarians at Butterball.com and get an instant coupon now. That's Butterball.com.
He shoots for the win. He scores!
Every fan dreams of this moment. But you're not just a fan. No, you're a face paint wearing, foam finger waving fanatic. Driving to every game, you were there. And on the road to victory, we energized your journey. At Exxon and Mobil stations, our quality gasolines help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, powering more great moments along the way. Like this one. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
All right, so by the way, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles everywhere, if you really want a reason, not that you need one, to listen to every hour of the Good Day program today, we're going to have more of these exciting Columbia University-produced climate change.
Do you think they had a budget for having
all right, have more of that.
That is crazy, Doug.
The
I would never believe it.
Poll at DougStephan.com today focuses on the top 10 topics this week in the world of News Talk Radio. Which one's most important to you? Global warming. Where does that come in? Number, that's E, which is what, number 5, Michael? So if you think that's the following on the heels of these discussions with the prince and you listen to those spots, you'll think that maybe is number 1. Vote at DougStephan.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman, Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Brett Michaels and Poison.
Hold on, let me put away my lighter.
Are you waving it around?
Yes.
As if you were in the audience? Really?
Yes.
I might go crank this up, then we'll tell the story about Brett Michaels. Or maybe we can tell it now. I don't know this song. I've never been a big fan of Brett Michaels. And when he was on The Apprentice, wasn't he on The Apprentice?
Yeah, he won, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was kind of full of himself. Anyway, he was rushed off the stage from the Palace Theater in Manchester, New Hampshire last night in what was described as a medical emergency. The folks who were with him playing on the stage, including his guitarist Pete Evick, said, "In the 9 years I've been up there, I've never seen a look like that one on his face. When I rushed to the bus, he could not speak, begged me to apologize to the fans. He was taken. He had apparently low blood sugar levels.
He's a type 1 diabetic.
And yeah, I remember hearing that. Didn't he have a brain?
Yeah, and that's
an operation,
I mean,
or something.
I really pull for this guy because he had it tough. He had that brain hemorrhage where I think like almost everybody dies from it, but he survived, and that was during his time on Celebrity Apprentice.
Uh-huh.
And I was impressed. Also, I thought he was very smart on that show. I thought he actually deserved to win. And
really,
yeah.
Huh.
That's what I love
smart,
about The Apprentice.
Smarter than Gary Busey?
Oh, yeah. Gary's talented and creative, but kind of like a mad genius. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one thing about The Apprentice show that I like, because there's not a lot of reality shows with substance.
Yeah.
But to watch, you can actually get a new respect for some celebrities. You can see who has the business sense and who's just kind of the ones that are out there in outer space a little
really?
Bit.
Really? All right, speaking of who's out there, the National Spelling Bee. Couple of preliminary rounds on stage this week. 46 contestants made it through the semifinals. This is the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Apparently, the finals were last night. Why is this broadcast on ESPN?
I have no idea.
That's anybody, a very good question.
Don't have any clue.
What's that got to do with anything?
Unless Michael, they were fighting and spelling, I think maybe that would make sense.
Have we got any sound, Michael, or can we find some of the words that were in contention? Some of these youngsters really do a great job with words that none of us have ever heard before.
None of them have traditionally American names either. Did you notice that?
Well, this year there were a number. I think I pointed that out earlier in the week when we first were talking about the National Spelling Bee, and I went through a list of the contestants, and there were very few. I don't know. What does that mean anymore? Does it sound like we're a bunch of homers?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking to myself before I went to bed last night. I thought, okay, people are going to jump all over me for saying this, but here's my message to America. Let's get it together. We're not winning our own marathons. Well, we did this year in Boston, but we're not winning our own marathons. We're not winning the spelling bee. People, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Step it up.
We're worried about global warming.
Yeah.
Weekend forecast, more rain and thunderstorms pelting the southeast and the Rockies. Cool weather still here in the northeast where I am. There's blue skies this morning. Yesterday we had a sunny day. First time it's just been back and forth, back and forth. Those of you who are farmers trying to get the land plowed, I'm trying to do that. It's wet in many areas. Really because the hay has grown fast. We had 3 or 4 days. It was fairly warm, a lot of moisture in the ground. So I already could be haying and probably will this weekend try to get started with that. But keep your fingers crossed for the farmers of America in general. Pray for them so that we'll have good harvest, there'll be good food, and people will be able to enjoy the same price food next winter as we did last winter, as you have lousy weather and it affects the price of food and the quality of it as well. That's something to hold in your mind, along with lots of other things going on here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Christie and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, has President Obama's foreign policy been smart and cautious, or simply weak?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. Has President Obama's foreign policy been cautious but also smart in Syria, getting out of Iraq and Afghanistan, etc., or simply weak?
I look at President Obama, and I had the opportunity to speak with the great Russian chess champion, Garry Kasparov. And Kasparov said, you know, there's a difference between Ronald Reagan and President Obama. Ronald Reagan, if he articulated a thought of American foreign policy, foreign leaders knew that Reagan meant what he said. What we've seen with Vladimir Putin and President Obama is Obama has drawn lines in Syria and Obama has drawn lines in the Crimea, and Putin knew that he didn't have to believe him.
There was nothing we could do militarily, certainly, in the Crimea. This used to be a part of the Soviet Union. It would be like South Florida had seceded and then we went and got it back. You know, what, is Russia going to come over here with warships or something? No, there's nothing you can do there. Syria is an interesting case in point. You talk about the with us or against us line. What category would Syria fall into? I mean, it's a state sponsor of terrorism, yet when we wanted some people tortured, we sent some of them to Syria during the Bush administration. The world is a much more complicated place than the black and white world that George W. Bush seemed to perceive.
This is your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with...
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Here I sit thinking about the moon that we have traveled.
Having a little cornbread with my fruit this morning. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I already told you it was Friday. I don't want to be redundant here. There is a source this morning, a source that suggests that Mrs. Sterling has signed a binding agreement only hours after taking control of the NBA team that she and her husband have owned together as community property since 1981, a binding agreement to sell the team to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer, $2 billion.
With a B, billion.
Yes, the husband has to sign off on it. He'll get a billion, she'll get a billion. Not a bad deal.
So let's chat a little, shall we?
Let's, Jennifer, please. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler, chat.
Not sound like a storyline from Pine Valley, California.
How about
from
Mill
Salem,
Valley?
Maybe. I mean, this is a definite soap opera story, if I've ever heard of it. What are some of the other soap opera towns? There's Salem and Pine Valley and where else?
Pleasantville,
wherever. All right.
Port Charles.
Thank you. See, these are all very good.
Too many people watching too much of that.
So now, do you think Mrs. Sterling here, this was her intention all the way, which is why she started threatening V with the lawsuit, which is why V recorded Donald. Which then she makes him mentally incapacitated, which, you know, it's not a stretch. I mean, we heard his interview. He doesn't sound like the most clear-thinking man. And now she just cha-chinged herself. She's got $2 billion coming in.
No, she's not going to get $2 billion. He'll get a billion, she'll get a billion.
Okay, you know what? When you have $2 billion, it's okay if you split.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Right. So you think she set this all up herself?
I don't know.
I said that earlier. Was it yesterday or the day before? Basically, it came to me in a dream. cooked this whole thing up in order to maximize the attention they were getting, maximize the sort of organizations or people that would come out of the woodwork to get rid of them just because of their political beliefs. And so that proved to be the case. There was a discussion earlier this week. Someone had suggested the team might be worth $2 to $2.5 billion. And I said, oh, come on. Hey, Bomber's going to pay $2 billion. I guess I'm not much when it comes to NBA value. If the Clippers are worth that kind of dough, how much are the Lakers worth? How much are the Celtics worth? How much are the Nets worth?
And now, does she screw up, or do they screw up all of basketball? Because now, look at how they've driven up the price for the Clippers. So now people, you know, now you have your point of reference. Now can anybody afford to buy another team?
Of course. There are lots of guys like Ballmer around. Got that kind
are they single?
I'll leave that to you. All right, so that's the latest, anyway, on the sale of the Clippers and the story behind it. More importantly, in the last half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you may have heard, I hope you were listening. If you weren't, you can go to hour number 3 of our podcast later on to hear what it was that I was saying about the number of days as I started acknowledging this was May 30th. And that there was one more day to the month, and I went through 30 days, half September. This is a rhyme, which I have now, now the complete copy of how it works. Are you ready? Everybody ready? This is for those who are going to school today that want to impress their teachers. See if you're going to remember this. 30 days, half September. April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except February alone. And that has 28 days clear and 29 in a leap year. Got it?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Mother Goose, that's sort of a Mother Goose thing, wasn't it? Was that a Mother Goose rhyme?
Hickory Dickory Dock.
The mouse ran up the clock. Time stood still, and somebody fell down the hill to get a pail of water. Jack and Jill.
My favorite is there once was a girl from Nantucket.
Really? I think we had that,
that was Mother Goose.
In the Limerick Day contest.
Oh, that wasn't Mother Goose?
No, it was not Mother Goose. Let's see here. Other big things going on conversationally. The President of the United States of America is tackling a topic of sports safety. Yesterday, he hosted the first White House summit on concussions. He and experts.
This is important, but what are you doing, people? What is the government doing with sports? Come on.
Well, this is a national problem.
It is a national problem, but isn't it on the priority list, something that someone else should deal with?
The only problem that I have with it is because they screw up everything they touch, I'd rather have somebody who really knows what they're doing talking about this so that the appropriate attention is being given to the malady that's created by youngsters, high schoolers, college students, and professionals having all this. Isn't it interesting, though? I should be president of the United States. I was the first person in the country, and I don't say this, I'm actually being serious about this now. I'm not sticking out my chest and pounding it saying, Doug Steffen,
you're
terrific.
No, I'll confirm. You were the
first
one.
But I really was the first person to get on this, and it was, what, four years ago? I got on it, and it was
because... Let me check my diary. Hold on.
Yeah, all right. Dear diary. It was because it was an issue at my alma mater. At the time, I was on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg University in Tiffin, Ohio.
That's why you're no longer on the Board of Trustees.
It is, in fact, one of the reasons that I'm one of the main reasons I'm no longer on the board, because I was told that if I brought this up, it would ruin the college. Meanwhile, everything I said, and there were people on the board who were really angry with me, never mind the administration, people on the board who were football players and who support the football program. Yeah, you know what you're talking about. Really? I don't know what I'm talking about. Hello? The President of the United States is now onto this. And you know, these phonies never get onto an issue until it's really an issue. It's taken 3-4 years for the momentum to build up on this. Now look at what the NFL is facing. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of suits from hundreds and hundreds of ex-football players who, hello, have dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, brain diseases galore, some of them even dying because of it. And it's because the game is dangerous, because the helmets are not good enough. And by the way, even if they were, if you wrapped your head in one of those big balls, the way that they're taught to hit one another is to sustain maximum damage. Get them out of the lineup. So... is this appropriate for the White House to have a summit on this, this national dilemma to discuss how to identify, treat, and prevent concussions. You prevent them by not letting your kids play football. That's how you prevent them. You want your children to get hurt? Send them into the football ring. Otherwise, if you're a responsible parent, you don't let your children play football. That's it. There's no other way that I know of to get to the bottom line of this. And I know people scream at the radio every time I bring this up. They throw things at it. They throw the radio across the room. They yell and swear at me. If you live in Ohio or Florida or Texas especially, you think that I am Satan because I think the playing of football is an outrage that needs to have some kind of a cap or at least some education. I don't want to. You guys want to make a decision like eating junk food. If you want to eat junk food, fine. That's your decision to make. But at least you ought to know what the facts are. And the facts are you're sentencing your child to a lifetime of horror if he or she gets hurt in games like this. Cheerleading is another one of them. Soccer. Good God. There's no protection at all. You know how fast those balls are going when they whack the heads of these kids? And remember what Jack Stockwell says, who is a specialist in dealing with matters. He's a chiropractor that deals with only the injuries to the neck. The neck, the stem of your spine,
is
a quarter. Is the size of a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You whack that with a ball hitting your head at 40 miles an hour. What the heck do you think is going to happen to your spine, your neck, the contents of what's between your ears? You got to be nuts to have your children.
Bad thing.
What's that, Kenny?
The bad thing, though, about the president getting involved in this is that this will now become political.
Yep.
You're right. It means that if you're on the left, you hate football.
Right. Yeah.
And it's just,
and I'm not on the left, as most anybody knows. I'm not on the left at all, but I just
mean, people should know the risks. People should be educated about the risk and then decide if they want to play.
That's very frustrating. All right, anyway. Do I need to bring this up anymore? Or every time I bring it up, I just get myself worked up into a sweat. So if I bring it up again when Richie and Roberta are here, one more time, is that enough? Or should I just kind of, one more?
Or you can cut it. You know, it's okay. It's Friday. Whatever you want, sir.
Really? We could have another contest.
Michael loves contests. You have to do it before Rich gets here.
Really, I know. All right. Where are we? I think we better talk about how to combat wrinkles and facial lines for a moment. Those of you who have never tried Genucel, now may be the perfect time for you to call 800-543-9262. You don't have to go to the cosmetic counter, spend unbelievable gobs of money. You know how that stuff is priced? It's by the way, if you didn't know this, honestly, and not that what I'm telling you isn't me being honest, the most profitable portion of any department store is the cosmetic department. That's why they're at the, when you come to the main door of the Macy's or whatever store you're going to, needless markup, any of them, first thing you see is the cosmetic department. And they're all leased out to these big companies who make jillions selling you this stuff that supposedly does, and a lot of it's good stuff, but it's so expensive. And by the way, Genucel is not inexpensive, but it's a lot less expensive than buying it at a big markup store. You know, one of the reasons it's expensive is because it works. Hey, what a concept. I sound like Rodney Dangerfield, don't I? Hey, what a concept. I'm tickling myself this morning, whether anybody else gets it or not. Hey, what a concept.
Gotta love it.
800-543-9262 to order Genucel. Get rid of those bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. 800-543-9262. That's the way to get rid of them. Don't take the Botox and the surgery. Stick a needle in your face with collagen, whatever that is. No, use this. Instant Effects. Put it on tonight. See results tomorrow morning, 800-543-9262. And when you mention Doug Steffen, you call 800-543-9262. They'll send you a jar of the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Treatment free with your order. So Genucel, get it to work for you, 800-543-9262.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
That was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
It's the most advanced technology available. Engineered with over 200 million sensory receptors. Its all-terrain design is beautifully formed. Weather-resistant. Reliable. Astonishingly high performance in even the most challenging of circumstances. And it is also the finest search technology in the world. There's nothing else quite like a search dog. Be part of the search. Go to searchdogfoundation.org to see how you can help.
MSNBC presents Growing Hope.
When a voice is empowered to action, when a light shines on equality and justice, the seed of hope is sown. It drives you to tackle the hard stuff, to stop gun violence, protect voter rights, to fight so that everyone has access to health care, and make sure no one falls through the cracks. As hope grows, so does the power of people.
Learn more at MSNBC.com/growing hope.
All right, we have an exclusive report on the Doug Stanford Good Day program. We have live from Beijing.
The Good Day, Asia Bureau.
This is from, the Good Day, the Korean ferry that went down, last month. Divers searching for the bodies are having a tough time. As a matter of fact, one of the divers died looking for the rest of the bodies down there. And the fellow who owns the company was responsible, the owner of the company of the ferry, has disappeared. And we have Michael Fortier, who's searching high and low for the details of this. And I wonder, Michael, if you'd update us on what's going on.
Well, Yoo Byung-un is on the roost.
He's on the roost? Where has he gone?
They can't find him. He's eluded capture for 2 weeks, they say.
Really? And what else did they say?
He's 69 and he's wanted for, I guess, gross negligence or negligence.
Really? If that were the case, I'd be under arrest.
What are they doing to find him, Michael? Do you know?
They're looking.
And where are they looking?
Our over Seoul.
Really? What else might they find in Seoul?
I don't know.
All right. right. The mini mind.
It sort of went well.
It went better off the air than it did on the air. I think.
I was setting you up to find reefers, Michael.
Don't write angry letters. It's just a joke.
That's a joke.
Oh, go ahead and send them to Michael.
He doesn't like your letters.
51 Apple.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Back in the good old U.S. of A., it's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I are going to entertain Shelley Palmer, who is here to talk with all of us about Facebook's newest feature that will let you better and more easily share what you are watching on television. And we have a couple of other distinct reports that are connected to Facebook. I think you'll find, well, I hope you're going to find it interesting. That's the whole idea. If we're not interesting, why the heck would you bother to listen, right? Stand by for exciting and extraordinary listening here as we continue on Good Day.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Must be a pretty Boston Massive responsive.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, it just got a lot easier to let your Facebook friends know exactly what you're watching on TV. Facebook recently announced a new feature for its mobile app that activates your phone's microphone to recognize the TV show you're watching or song you're listening to. You're then able to easily share this info on your news feed so your friends can listen to 30-second song previews or check out the links to the TV show's page. If you don't like or don't want this feature, you don't have to turn it on, and nothing about your Facebook experience will change. change. But if you do turn it on, you'll see an audio level indicator every time you go post a new status. Your phone will then recognize any of millions of songs or shows on 160 U.S. TV channels. Tap on the one that matches what you're watching or listening to and share your status. This new feature will roll out to iOS and Android users sometime in the next few weeks. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, welcome to Boost Mobile. What can I get for you today?
Well, what are your options?
Well, you can pick a phone and get a plan starting at just $40 a month with unlimited talk, text, and data.
Okay. How much is the plan for this smartphone?
$40 a month.
What about the plan for that one with the huge screen?
Yeah, that one also is $40 a month.
Even with the new Samsung Galaxy S5?
Yep.
How much is the plan with that shiny gold phone? It's got to be like, what, $1,000, right?
Wrong. No matter which phone you choose, our plan starts at $40 a month.
Okay, I get that. But what about...
Pick the phone you want on the plan you want. Plan starting at only $40 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data on a nationwide Sprint 4G LTE network. Boost Mobile. $40 plan includes 500 megabytes a month of 3G, 4G high-speed data. Video streaming may be limited to 3G speeds. Shrinking payment discounts are not included with monthly unlimited select plans. Coverage not available everywhere. Sprint 4G LTE reaches over 200 million people. Phone availability may vary. Additional restrictions apply. See in-store materials at BoostMobile.com for details.
All right, let's check this out, Jen.
Yes.
Female students at Wasatch High School in Heber City, Utah.
Okay.
Kicked off.
Uh-oh.
Because their yearbook photos were altered to reveal, and listen to Michael too much, to reveal less skin. Sophomore Shelby Baum noticed that the neckline on her blouse was raised.
No.
They didn't give you an option to fix it, so you look funny. In the yearbook picture.
Oh, that's terrible. Now, see, I'd be okay if they, like, photoshopped me to make me prettier, but you can't alter my clothing.
Isn't it interesting how Photoshop... I don't understand... Well, I guess I do understand the principle of photoshopping and the technology
makes
involved.
Makes you look tanner, takes out the bags around your
eyes. How do they
do
that? What are they... There's programs that...
Blemishes.
Do all of that stuff?
Yes, it's called Photoshop.
It's magic.
It's magic?
Just read a magazine. All those girls that look so beautiful.
Oh. On Reddit... One commentator took direct aim at the administrators of the school. Quote, the only way that the school district is preparing the students for the real world is by showing them that they'll consistently have to deal with stupid people making stupid decisions. I'd say that would...
That's very odd.
Something to be said for that.
Wouldn't I mean, you would think they'd just say, hey, you're not dressed appropriately for photo day. Go home and change instead of photoshopping it out.
Uh-huh. Well... Listen.
You would think.
You would think that, but then who thinks? Here's another one. A woman who abducted a newborn baby from the maternity ward of a hospital in Quebec while wearing a nurse's uniform tracked down thanks to Facebook. Melissa McMahon and Simon Boschler's baby went missing. Police posted an Amber Alert on Twitter and Facebook describing the 21-year-old who was suspected of taking the baby. Group of four friends saw the alert on Facebook, decided to go look for the baby. As more information became available, one of the friends realized she knew the suspect. They drove to her apartment, saw the car outside, went inside, and found the baby. They called police, and now the baby's...
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our BrightSideBen team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.